still holding the Tzadiyim Abeis by the Gemara right after the Mishnah.
Right.
See, Boy Lahu, Amr Labala Tmeyani, Ma'u Shtecha B'Truma. So, and then once the Mishnah says that the halacha is that she stays with the husband, she has to bring Raya L'Dmereha. So she stays with her husband, but can she eat truma? Obviously, in the Mishnah Rishonah, which the halacha is that he has to divorce her, so she's believed that she's usher to him, so then obviously she can't eat truma either. But the question is, according to the Mishnah Achronah, which says that she's not believed that she stays with the husband, so what happens with the din of truma? Rav Sheshet Amar Achelis Shalot Tzotzi Lazal B'neha Rav Amar Eino Achelis Efter the Ochle Chulen. She has what to eat, so she is saying that she's also the Truma. She's saying that she was Mazana, a woman, she was Nansa, and she becomes also to the husband. Once she becomes also to the husband, she's also also to Truma. Even though the guy be the husband, we don't believe her, but inherent in her statement is an issur for truma that has to be respected. And Rav Sheshet says that we have this tekanah d'rabbanan to allow her to eat truma in order to not to be motzi laz al b'neha, that they're going to be sula lakuna. Rava's argument back is people don't know what she's eating. She can eat chulin. There's plenty of chulin looks very similar to truma, and people will just assume that she's eating truma as well. There's no real laws over there. Amar Rava. But Rava now says that umvader Rav Sheshet is mother to me. That she needs armala. So one a Ashes Kayan who becomes an almana, since she has children which are kahanim, she continues to eat truma. But over here, once she's in armala, sheino achelis. Why? Midi hu time of the whole argument of Rishesh's was elamishum. It was only because shaloi. I guess he puts another shaloi. That there shouldn't be any type of laws. Now the laws is not about the children which were born beforehand, it's about if they have any subsequent children. So this scenario happens, she stays with her husband and then she gives birth to a child. So is that child a cholol or is it a valid kayin? So we're saying it's a valid kayin, but the people are going to question that. Once her husband dies, she's not having any children anymore. We have to be concerned that she really is a chalala. She was nestled about it, she becomes a chalala, she can't eat shuma anymore. So nizamala, when nizgarsha, amri hashta the east nisa. So they'll see that she's not eating shuma due to her children. They won't necessarily say it was that action which took place then. We'll say that now she became possible.
So it would still be motzi laz.
So it'll take away the motzi laz. Now the laz, let's say for argument's sake that this incident that she's talking about took place in the year 2010. So we say, you know what, stay with your husband and you mutter to the husband, etc. So fine, they have a child in 2011. So that child was from after the incident. The incident was January 1st, 2010. The supposed incident she's claiming was January 1st, 2010. They have a child in 2011. So that child was born after the incident. Is he a chol or not? Well, she's not eating truma anymore. People are going to say the child's a chol. Now, in 2015, her husband dies. And then she stops eating truma, even though she has a son as a kayan. So we'll say, you know what, something must have happened to her. When? We're not going to say 2010, we'll say right now. But a Amonas Kayan whose nibble.
Oh, so it would not be.
Lepasalo, so it won't be motzi laz al bana anymore.
Right, right. Sorry. Thank you.
Okay. Okay. So Amri Hashta, the Isnisa, the itis which is causing the problem, took place now, not then, and there's no laz al bana. Amar Papa. The Papa said, Barak Lon Rava. Rava was like testing us with the following question. Eishes Kain Shenensa, Yesh Luxuba or Ain Luxuba? So now he's divorcing her because she became upset to him. Does she get Luxuba or not? Do you say, Kiman the Onus Lagabi Kayan, Kirotsan Lagabi Yisrael Dami, Enok Suba? We say, Eshes Kayan Shenensa is also the Bala, equivalent to a case of an Eshes Yisrael who did a Barotsan. So neither, she's now also the Bala, she doesn't get a Ksuba. Adilma Motzi Amrle, maybe the woman, the wife, can say to the husband, Anoa hachazina, we got Rehudin Yitzchapa Sadeo. It was an oinus. So it wasn't my problem in the sense of it wasn't my fault, because oinus doesn't, it wasn't some action that I did. Tell me what, you, because you're a Kayan, have a higher level of Kedusha, and therefore you have a higher level of needs. So therefore, it's a Kedusha's Kahuna which created the problem. So that was your mazel. So this is what Rapapa said, that Rava tested the Talmidim with his question. We said back, so Parag Lon means Rabbi was testing the Talmidim, not necessarily Rapapa per se, but the Talmidim. Raminalei, and we said back to Rava that Mastisin he. Hameris Timayani law, Yesh Laksuba. And our Mishnah, the first case, says that the Mishnah Rishana says that the three women which are Yotzis and they get a Ksuba. One of them is Timayani law. So what was the case? Tana loch yesh laksuba, but my skin, Eli Mabeshis Israel. If she's married to Israel, so what was the case? Ibn Rotson, Kum Lesh yesh laksuba, she's claiming that happened Barotson. So she herself is denying her right to a ksuba because an Eshes Israel who is Mizana Barotson doesn't get a ksuba. So it can't be that's the case of the Mishnah that she gets a ksuba. Elamai, the case is Eshes Yisrael Ba'onis, who gets a ksuba. But she's not also Mi commits Rabala, a Gavra. She's not also on her husband. So where's the case of a woman says, Tamani Loch, that the husband has to divorce her, and he gives her a ksuba. Where's that case? El, it has to be Be'eshes Kayat. So what's the case? Again, if it's Barotzen, Kum Yesh HaKsuba, Migaram Eshes Yisrael Barotzen, if she's Mizana Barotzen under her husband who's a Kayan, she's not better than Eshes Yisrael, which is Mizana Barotzen, just like Eshes Yisrael, which is Mizana Barotzen, does not get a Ksuba. Eshes Kayan, which is Mizana Barotzen, does not get a Ksuba either. El Lav, the case has to be an Eshes Kayan, which is Nenas. El Lav Bainus. So the case has to be Eshes Kayan, which is Nenas. So Mitzad, she must get divorced, because Eshes Kayan, which is Nenas, is also to her husband. On the other hand, she gets a Ksuba, because she can argue to the husband that it's Mitzad Pasidayu. Viktani, Yesh Lo Ksuba. So it's a Raya to Rabba's question.
And this step, you know, the rhythm and the vision of the
that if the long
is not
through, the run.
Good morning,
Jonathan. So the run is on Tzadi Mabez. Three lines on the bottom. Can this Ashes Koyan, who claims that she was Nanas, eat Shuma? The devil the Bala who's a mehemna. So Chazal overrode her nemanis vis-a-vis the husband. And because we have this concern that women were using that, taking advantage of this halacha. But regards to Truma, she's saying she's also in Truma, so she can't eat Truma. The Rishisha says, eat Truma. The Kim and the Chazu, people will see Dasrin and Law, the Mechel Bachuma. People will see that we're not allowing her to eat Shumba. Savri, Chiyamar Tamani Loch, Kusha Kamar, must be she said the truth. That's why we're not allowing her to eat Shumba. And now she has a child from the husband. He must be a Cholo. This is going to create negative rumors about her children. Robert says he's not Neman. She is Neman. She cannot eat Shuma. And actually, the Meimer Amri Shuma, who's the last law? So people will just see it. We'll say it's not that she's avoiding Shuma because she's also in Shuma. It just happens to be that it just never really ends up coming her way. But Rava said that Rav Sheshis agrees. Rav Sheshis agrees that once she becomes a mana, even though normally Eishes Kayan who becomes an amana, if she has children, she has male children, so therefore who are kahanim, she can continue truma due to the excuse of her children. But over here she can't, because the laws is not there anymore. Because even if we see her not avoiding truma, we don't know when the problem arose. Maybe the problem just arose now. Hashrodis Nisa. Now is when she became Nanas and she came also to the truma. How does she come also to the truma after the marriage? If she has bia with a person who's also to her moms or etc., so that'll make her also eat truma. So we won't assume that it was during the marriage, and therefore her children are of questionable status. Because especially according to Rav Sheshis, is that while she was married, she was eating truma the whole time. So the people will say whatever problem happened must have happened after the marriage. The Rabbi asked, does she get a ksuva or not? It's just kind of shenanigans, does she get a ksuva? So she said, we've arrived from our Mishnah. Gavrudi Stafel said, there was the argument why she should get, because it's the mazel of the husband which caused it. Ksushas kunasa garmalai kibishas mastisim. The reason why she doesn't eat truma, she loses her right to truma, to ksuva, I'm sorry, is because it was her mazel that, you know, something bad happens. It wasn't her mazel, it was due to the bad mazel of the husband. Okay. The more it goes into a shiloh, which would be obviously like a parallel type of shiloh to our Mishnah. So holding in the Gemara, Iboyaluhu, 8 lines down. Omer Labala Gerishtani. Woman comes into Bezdin. She says, in the presence of her husband, that you divorced me. What happened to the get? It got destroyed. Something happened. What's the halacha? So, do we apply the concern of the Mishnah Acharona that really she's lying, and she's she's doing all this because she wants to marry somebody else, so she's willing to go and lie in order to do that? Or do we say that the woman should have the gumption in front of her husband, in front of Beis Din, to make such a statement? It can't be that it's not true. Or do we say that it's a Davar Sheba'erva, and Davar Sheba'erva, her status whether she's married or divorced goes under the umbrella of the din of Davar Sheba'erva, like we had in Kedushin, and Davar Sheba'erva needs to wait him? Or do we say that this chazaka, that the woman would not have the chutzpah to stand in Beis Din and say something of such an enormous lie, that acts like a non-sahari, like as if we, the Beis Din, is testifying that what she's saying is true? Okay, so that's the back and forth. Omer of Huna, Toshma. Our Mishnah, the Hameris, the woman says to Mandy Log, I'm also to you, because Mizana. She's not believed, but in the ratio she's believed. So we see that to come in and testify that she's not mutter to the husband, the woman has nemonis. Why is that? That she should have the chutzpah to walk on the Beis Din and lie. The chazak is so strong that she wouldn't do that, that she's believed, even though to say that she's a surah labala and she has to get divorced is something which normally needs to validate this. The chazakah, she wouldn't have the chutzpah to lie and say to me any law, allows her to be believed. I, the Mishnah Karana, says we're worried about that, maybe she's lying. That's only over there in the Mishnah. The feel of the Mishnah Achrona, the Ketani Eloi Mehemna, so according to the Mishnah Karana, she's believed. So that over here also, she should be believed. I, the Mishnah Achrona, says she's not believed. That's only over there. Hasim who the Mishakra were concerned about the possibility of her lying. The Yadah, the Bala Lo Yadaba. There's no way the husband can know. So there's no element of chutzpah on her part to make up this story, because she can't be. She's not afraid of being challenged on the story. But the case over here that we're discussing right now, if she's not divorced, means she's brazenly in Beis Din telling the husband a lie that he knows is not true. She wouldn't do that. The other boy, the husband obviously knows whether he divorced her or not. Woman would not have the chutzpah to be made to say a false statement about what the husband did in front of the husband. So it's one thing if she comes to the bed when the husband is not there and says that she's divorced. That's the case of the Mishnah, equivalent case of the Mishnah. The husband is not here. There's nobody here who knows whether she's saying the truth or not. We're concerned that she's saying this because she's in the sentence in Nebuchadnezzar. We say, sorry, ma'am, we can't help you. You're not divorced. But if she says it in the presence of the husband, we have chazaka, enisha menisa panel b'fnebal. So this is what Rav Hamnuna said. Okay. Amalei Rava. So Rava said back to Rav Hamnuna. Adarava. No, Adarava means the opposite. I would say the opposite. That I would die from the Mishnah. The opposite. Afilu. Then so we're saying over here that she's believed because any shemini. You're saying that woman is believed because we have a chazaka. Any shemini is a penem b'nei bal. And And that's true even according to Mishnah Achrona. I would say the opposite. So Mishnah Achrona tells me we don't, you know, we're afraid she's interested in somebody else. She's not believed. But not only that, even according to Mishnah Rishon, she's believed to say Tamani look, not garish. Why? Hasim Mishum Lo Avida Zibzuya Nafsha. A woman walks in the Bezdin and tells that she was Nanas. We say, one second. A woman will not have the gumption to lie in a way that she's denigrating herself. If it's not true, she's not going to do this. Abul Hakka, the Zimnan, the talk of law, she has this strong desire. I'm sorry. Talk of law, Min Gavra, she had a strong attitude towards her husband. Let's say there's a lot of anger between the two of them. So Mizu, she will be Meiz if they bow. That guy, I couldn't care less what he thinks about me because I don't like him. He was mean to me. So this chazaka that a woman would not lie in Bezdin about these things is not, when it comes to the issues of Gerishin, it's not true. So according to Rav Hamuna, a woman is believed to say Gerish Tani. According to Rav, she's not. So most of Rav Sharshio asks Akasha on Rav. Mr. says, Hashemayim b'nidah b'nidah. So she's claiming something which nobody knows, either her or the husband. But the husband knows. So we're saying that she's believed. Why is she believed? Because she wouldn't have the chutzpah to make his ponim in Bezdin to say a statement about the husband's physical abilities, which the husband knows whether they're true or not. She wouldn't have the chutzpah to lie about it. So she's believed. And the Sefer says she's not believed because of this new chashash of Masenas and Eva Akir. So the back of the gear so lema it's heavy to you to the rabba. Shri Kasha Rabba. But we see that she's believed. And we don't say maybe she's lying this and saying this because she has tremendous disdain for what the husband's opinion of her because he's been so mean to her. So she's willing to lie to his face. Mizu Meniza. That's what Rabba was saying. So that would apply over here as well. And Rabba said even the Mishnah Rishona agrees with him. And here the Mishnah Rishona is saying that she's believed. According to Rabba, maybe she's lying. She knows this is the way to get out of that marriage. She knows, the husband knows that she's lying, but she's willing to do it anyway because of her anger to the husband. So it should be tevet to the rova hacha the lesser sufa. She's not. You're arguing that there's any bezuyah nafsha. That's why she's believed in the Rishon Rishona. Well, that's not true over here. She has no bezuyah nafsha. She didn't. She says she's nansa. So the bezuyah nafsha. She's in some way affecting herself negatively. Here she's saying the husband has a physical impediment. She's not bezuyah nafsha. So according to you, why she believed? We say that according to Rabbah, the default position is a Batsim woman is not believed because we have this concern of Hashem and Nosei and Habach. the case of saying in the Reisha, saying Nensa is an exception because there's this Nuchazaka. She wouldn't testify something about herself which falsely when it's going to negatively impact who she is. That she's now also the Kuna, she was the Nensa, the whole thing, it's a horrible thing. Over here, she has nothing to lose. She should go back to the default that she's not believed. And Mishnah says she's believed. Shmikasha and Rava. Because there's no ksuba, there's nothing embarrassing for her about it, and she still believed. So, Kasuba Rava, Rava holds to answer this question, he still stays with his statement, but he's saying, so we have to come up with over here a new reason why she's believed. It can't be the chazaka of. She wouldn't want to be mevaz herself, but rather she has no choice but the we ask her to say exactly what are you saying, what exactly is this issue. Shemai b'nei l'menachah, Shemai b'nei l'menachah means only heaven knows the story between the two of us. We say, lady, what does that mean? She comes to Beth and says those words, we're going to probe, we're going to push her to say what it means. So she's forced to say, it's not enough not to say, she's forced to say en yerkech eitz. So she has to say it explicitly to the husband what she's claiming about him. So we argue ilo isa kedika amra, it will not be true what she's saying. Loy amra, she will not say that to the husband. So therefore she's believed. Okay, now the Gemara, let's flip the question around. Hashemai b'nei l'menachah, the Mishnah Achrayna, should tell me to you to the Rav Hamnuna. Rav Hamnuna said that saying Gerishtani is better than saying Tamei Nilach. Tamei Nilach, the Maskana, the Mishnah Achrayna, she's not believed. But saying Gerishtani is believed, because Gerishtani has another element that here she's sending Bezdin and telling the husband what he did, or something about the husband. She wouldn't have the chutzpah to do it if it wasn't true. Well, Shemai b'nei l'menachah is the same thing. She's sending a Bezdin saying the Mishnah Achrayna, something about the husband. The husband knows, if it's a lie, the husband knows it. And she's doing it in front of the husband. She say, well, she wouldn't have the chutzpah to do that. So much she believed, even in the same she should believe. Even the Mishnah Achrayna should believe her. And the Mishnah says, the Achrayna says not. It's tipped to the Ramuna. Because of Ha'achad the Yada, you guys take out of here. The Yada, he, the Bala Yada, she knows and the husband knows that she's lying, or potentially lying. So if it wasn't true, she wouldn't have the chutzpah to lie. But Tani's like, Mehemna. Because Sabra Rav Hamnuna, Rav Hamnuna answers back, Hachanami he gufa amra, nehida bebiya yada, beyara kekeitz miyada, shemachim mishakra. The husband, she feels the husband doesn't know. She chose something which is possible. The husband doesn't know exactly. He knows he did a ma'asebiya. He knows that the zera came out. That was yara kekeitz. The husband doesn't know. So she's comfortable lying, believing that the husband doesn't know. Therefore, since we are concerned that the goal over here is just to create a situation where she can get out of this unwanted marriage and marry somebody else, we don't have any chazaka she's saying the truth, so she's not believed. Okay. Suck the round. Second line on the round, top of the page. So we asked her, where's the get? She says, it's Kara get. She says, the husband divorced me, the get got destroyed. I saw about her, got lost. Can we allow her to get married? So we should argue that she's believed because the other Bala. So the mission says there's a chazaka. She's not in the penev with Bala. And the mission Tamani Loch. She's according to Mishnah Karna. She's not believed. That's over there because the other the Bala Loyada, but in Mizinsa Imla. The husband has no way to know. So Mishmachi Mishakra, she's not afraid to lie to his face. Maybe she's lying. If she's lying, would she have the chutzpah to lie? Why not? But she has nothing to lose because nobody knows that she's lying. Saying Gerishtani, the husband knows that she's lying. So we have a chazaka, she wouldn't have the chutzpah to lie to his face. But that doesn't apply in the Mishnah, so the Mishnah she's not believed. So that was Rabbi Luna. So Rabbi said, "Adarab, the opposite. It may be even she should not be believed. In the ratio of a Tamani Loch, she's believed because she's saying a very, very embarrassing thing about herself. She's putting a mark on her, a stain on her character, on her being, by saying she was Nensa. If it wouldn't be the truth, she wouldn't say it. Okay. Whereas to say she's Gerishtani, where there's no stain on her, there's no reason to believe her. The talk of Lamin Gavra, Shal Yadei Kaasa, even because of her anger at the husband, Tishazik Minabal, she'll overpower her feelings at the husband. So she's willing to lie to his face and say Gerishtani to get out of this unwanted marriage because of her anger at the husband. So she'll overpower herself. The feelings of being the discomfort of knowing that the husband's lying, she's willing to do that. That's what she's talking about. Megavra, she's going to strengthen herself more than the husband, means more than this discomfort with the idea of lying to the husband's face. She'll fortify herself and do it anyway. So, Mora said that we have the kasha from the case of Shmaya Menila Ben Echel. The Mishnah Rishonah. So Mora started off with that. According to the Rabbah, she's not believed. The Mishnah Rishonah says she's believed. Hashemah Medina Ben Echad, the Mishnah Rishonah. Sha'omra Nemanis. The Mishnah says she's believed. To Yuv, to the Rabbah. That's a Kasha and Rabbah. Domer Rabbah, the Phil of Mishnah Rishonah, Ki'omra Gerishtani Lo Mehemna. She says Gerishtani, she's not believed. And only by Tamani Loch, where there's something, there's an act of denigration about herself, then she's believed. Shemayim and Yilam Enecha, which is nothing about her, so that should be parallel to the case of Gerishtani. We said, even according to the Mishnah, she's not believed. And our Mishnah says she's believed. Because there's no pagam in her. So we also there's no pagam in her. She according to Rabbah, she should not be believed. Some more answers back. Hasam kim de la sagula de la umra. It's basically she has no option but to say in your kechets. So she wouldn't say it if it wasn't true. Now why is that? The kim she tzicha levar de bereha. She walks to the bedroom and says, Shemayim Elim, there's something between the two of us that only heaven knows. You say, ma'am, what do you mean? She has to clarify what she means. Kedamra, when she says Shemayim Elim Benecha, she has to say explicitly to the Bezdin what her claim is. So she's discussing a very intimate statement about the husband, about themselves. So, see, for the Milsa, that's embarrassing. So she would only be willing to make this statement if it was true. So therefore, that's why she's believed by when she says Shemai Minu Lamenecha in the Mishnah Rishon. V'yitz Tegarasi Kiman the Kasagilo. Kamer Achar Shemitzah Beliba Lamerikach. Okay, I'm not sure what that means. Then the Mora said, we can ask the Kasher of Rav Luna from the Sefer, from the Mishnah Chorinah. He said, even according to Mishnah Chorinah, that she's not believed to say Tamani Lach, she is believed to say Gerishtani. Why? Because Gerishtani, the husband knows about. She wouldn't have the chutzah to lie to him. Well, the Mishnah Chorinah says, case of Shemayim Minu Lamenecha, which the husband knows about, she's not believed. According to your logic, she's believed. She wouldn't have the chutzah to lie to him. She knows that the husband knows whether she's lying or not. We're assuming right now that the husband knows whether he's Yerkechetz or not. And the Mishnah says she's not believed. Why? According to Rav Hanuna's thought process, in a case where she's lying a lie, which the husband will know, she wouldn't do it. Some more answers. He did be a yada, but your chetz lo yada. Me yada? Does she know? He doesn't know about your chetz. So the Ran Mihor Mashma, the He, the Hashemayim Beni Lamenecha, the Tamasitzer Nachanu Yer Kechetz Kedekasivna. So in the Mishnah, I put that out. The Hashemayim Beni Lamenecha is a very, very vague statement. It maybe means something else. So this is the Gemara which I said in the Mishnah, which indicates to me that the claim over here was an inability of the husband to have normal Maisa Tashmish. The Ran and the Mishnah quoted another pshat, the idea of just being distanced from each other. Not Shemayim Menecha, heaven is witness between the two of us, but there's a gap between the two of us from heaven to earth. So that wasn't what Yerka hates. That's what she's claiming. The Ran brought up shot in the Mishnah, Shemayim Beni Lamenecha, did not mean that the issue is she's discussing his inability to have regular tashmish, and only the heaven knows. But she's saying my husband has distanced himself from me; he's refusing to have beer with me. Right? And there's a gap between the two of us, like the gap of Shemayim towards. So Shemayim Beni Lamenecha means there's a distance of Shemayim between me and you. It's a big distance. So according to that pshat, we're not discussing the husband's ability or inability. So why is it more saying, well, the case of Mishlam, there's a Yerukachet, like what Yerukachet have to do with that pshat. But according to the pshat, that's exactly what she's claiming. That's what the Mishnah Mora brings it in. So that's the Zariah, that's the pshat in the Mishnah. Okay, so the Mora comes out, we have Mechalikas from Luna and Rava, and the Mora does not come to any resolution on the Mechalikas. So what do we do? That Rav Luna's statement that a woman is willing to get up in Besdin and say explicitly to the husband's face in Besdin that the husband divorced her, she would not have the chutzpah to lie in Besdin about that. The husband knows she's lying. If she would lie, the husband would know that she's lying. That'd be a tremendous act of brazenness on her part to do that. She wouldn't do that.
So she's believed. So why do I say that? The Sugya in Bekulei Shas, to us say, the more in multiple places quotes this idea. You'll notice on the side of your page. Chazaka Eini Shema Izeh Peneb Ifnei Baala. So list, you know, Gemara in Yevamos, Gemara Ksuvos, Kitten, etc. So that's the assumption that throughout Shas, like Rav Luna, the woman says, Lebala Gerishtani is the menace. Now, so that which she's believed, how far do you take it? She's believed that she's mutter to remarry. Does she collect the ksuba from the husband? So now it's not just a question of iser and heter, it's a question of the nimamanus. So she's being mutter nimaman from the husband based on this chazaka. So the Ran, Madimina of the Masnisin, Rav Nuna is seeing this case being an extension of our Mishnah. Should what? I mean, just the way, huh? No, one way or the other. She doesn't have to collect the super the next day. The collection of the super is not tied to the act of garish. Now she has a right to collect the super. She might come, she'll go to Bez, and it's a separate process. It's not one process. She goes to Bezin, she wants to collect the ksuba. She comes to Bezin, that's a separate process. It's not done in conjunction with the Gerish. It could be, but she usually can't. The Iker didn't ksuba on karka. She has to go collect the karka. You have to go stake out which piece of karka, make a hakrosa for the value. It's a whole process. The fact that we compare it to the case of the mission said she's yoses without the ksuba. So if that's what Rav Nuna is saying, that this goes into the umbrella of the Mishnah, so that's going to be true as well. So Shema Menol Shalot Latir Bovad Linos in Emenis El Aflito Ksuba. Now, why do you argue much mechbel of a raya? Maybe he paid. Well, he was married in Bezin, he didn't pay. He says, I didn't divorce her. Well, he didn't divorce her, he didn't pay. Aha! So you were just married in Bezin, you didn't pay. So she says, well, you didn't pay. So once she's believed that she's divorced, and he's, as it were, being married that he didn't pay, so she collects the ksuba. The Duma Masi said the Ketani Yotzes without the Ksuba. The mission says she gets the Ksuba. Boy, Shrey may save her Ksuba, Nilmoy. And besides, oh, wow, it's late. You know, it's all the heroes.